And let us start from Omar Rav Yitzchok Bar Avdimi. It is in the middle of the area where the lines get wide. Omar Rav Yitzchok Bar Avdimi, Pam Achas Nichnasti Acha Rebbe Lebeis HaMelcha. Rav Yitzchok Bar Avdimi went after Rebbe in the Beis HaMelchitz. We will see this Beis HaMelchitz was Chametz Berye. Ubikashti lohaniach loipach shel shemen bambati. And I wanted to put a pach shel shemen bambati in order to warm it up. Let us see Rashi. Nechnasti b'shabbat ubechamei tveriye have it. It was chamei tveriye. Shaloi nesru, that even though Chazal asad rechitze, they asad zeye, but chamei tveriye they didn't asad. Kidom alel, hitiru lahem chamei tveriye. Ba'ambati, so he wanted to warm up for Rebbe this partial shemen in the ambati. So what is this ambati? The ambati is kigoyin breicha asuya bekarke. It was dug out in the karke. Shamayim nichnosim shom. The water comes from the mayim direct into this breicha, into this pool. V'nesofim. So you had hot water from chametz veriyeh. Ubikashti lohaniach shom pach shemen lahavshir, to make it warm. Losoi chaymenu koidem orechitza, that he should be able to shmir himself before he was reichitz himself. He wanted to make it warm. Now, from the rehitis loshen of Rashi Weistachoyt, and Rashi says claw like that, that after he warmed it up, what would Rebbe do? Rebbe would shmir himself, and then Rebbe would be reichitz himself. So l'chayre, I had a gewaldike kasha. Later I found the Rosh Yosef asks the kasha. How could Rebbe shmir himself and then go and be reichitz himself in chamei tveriye? We will soon see this chamei tveriye is a kli rishon. So be mevashel de shemen. So how could he be mevashel de shemen? Rashi says the only thing what he wanted to do, he wanted to warm it up before. We'll see there was a pilpul about that. Hefsher is a shayla. But to go into chamei tveriye, when we'll see the chamei tveriye at aloch of a kli rishon, so what kind of cheshbon is this? How is Rebbe permitted to do it? So at first I thought, perhaps the Rebbe held like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. We learned last Thursday, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says that a ishe socha yodo shemen, a woman is permitted to smear herself with shemen, umechamemoso keneged hamedure. She's allowed to hold her hands keneged hamedure. And the Gemara says, why is this mutter? This is mut according to Rav Shimon Gamliel because it's kela achar yad. That's not the derech bishul of shemen. One wants to cook shemen, one doesn't do it in such an oven. So since it's kela achar yad, so kela achar yad, Rav Shimon Gamliel was mad. So could be the same svara here. Could be Rebbe holds also like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So you're cooking shemen kalach hayat. What's the difference if you're holding it in front of a medure or you enter chamei tveri? But then I thought that l'chayre this is not so good. We spoke over that Rav Moshe Zechayin Lavrocha asks Akasha, how is one permitted to do a melacha the yagaisa kelachayat? Kelachayat makes it a rabbana. But Chazal would never matter to do a melacha the yagaisa with a shinoi. Would say, chayle, there's such a heta. But stamazay to do a melacha the yagaisa, So Rav Moshe says, Pshat and Rav Shimon Megamliel. The Gemara says that Rav Shimon Megamliel holds, Hefsheiroi Zehu Bishuloi. Hefsheiroi Zehu Bishuloi. That he holds that when you warm shemen, that's equivalent to cooking shemen. He just, the holding it kenegeda medure, they didn't want to hold it long enough it should get cooked. They wanted to hold it long enough it should get warm. But Rav Shimon Gamliel holds hefsheiroi Zehu Bishuloi. So Rav Moshe Zichron Livracha wants to say, it could be this din hefsheiroi Zehu Bishuloi. This is only the Rabban and the Kibishul. Not a Bishul Minatayr. So therefore, since the whole Bishul which we are speaking about is only a Bishul Darabonon, he only wants to make it warm. So a Bishul Darabonon in Kelache Yad, therefore according to Rav Shimon Gamliel it is Mutter. So there it's very good, you only want to be Mavshir, the Shemen. So Mamela, so there we can say it's a Bishul Darabonon and Kelache Yad is Mutter. But here if they're going to enter the Yambati, and the Bati is a Klirishain, so there won't be any of Hefsha, of warming up the Shemen. There Yitaka going to cook the Shemen. If you're going to cook the Shemen, so Mamela, so Pastachnish, the Heter of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Then Baruch Hashem, I found the Rosh Yosef makes Mamish the same Cheshvin, and he asks again this Kashi, says here it was a Klirishain. So here it's more than Hefsha, here it's Bishul. So how are they permitted to do such a thing? So then I saw Taisus Yeshonim. The Taisus Yeshonim is speaking about another Indian, but it's Negeyas, the Taisus Yeshonim wants to say, Vahocha ba'ambati v'mokim sherotza lo niyachapa, eisa yatsa ledes boi. The place where he wanted to put the pach, that was the shail over here, that place was Yatzilat. He wanted it to be mafshir. He didn't want it to hold it there long, he wanted it to be mafshir. Like the Chthaisis, why didn't Rebbe tell him an Eitzah? We'll see the Eitzah Rebbe told him to put it in Takli Sheini. Why didn't Rebbe tell him put it in a place that's not Yatzilat? How do you know there was such a place? So Tosfos says, "Tahainu b'mokim sherochat." He should warm up the pach where he was bathing himself. The vaday loy hoyo yatzeleves. That zichel, the place where he was bathing himself was zichel not yatzeleves. So Tosfos says, "V'shem Hashem loy hoyo yochel lahavshe." So Tosfos says, the place where he bathed himself was so cool that the shaman wouldn't even get warm. Al koponim, that we have an eitzah from the Taisvis Yeshonim, according to this first teret of the Taisvis Yeshonim, that the place where Rebbe was reichet himself was zichanat yatzei levet. A person doesn't go into a mokim that is yatzei levet. So memelei b'zoi says bachlan natzrael dekashe. So he was able to shmir himself koidem arechitze, and because the mokem arechitze stamazoi wasn't yatzei levet. So this would be one eitzah. We'll see when we'll come to Tais, we'll see that the second teretz of the Tais Yishonim does not hold like this. We'll have a problem. But according to the first teretz of the Tais Yishonim, it will be good. The Reish Yosef is mitzadeh to say another teretz. Since we are speaking about Chamei Tveriyeh, and Chamei Tveriyeh is only a Bishul Darabonon, as we're going to have later in the sugya. So Memela, so we could say that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that Rebbe holds like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. That by a Bishul Darabonon, there's a heter of Shaloi Kederet. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is speaking about a Bishul Darabonon of Hefsher. In Grav, by the case of Rebbe, even though it will become Yatzei Levet, but it is a Bishul Darabonon, because it is Chamei Tveriyeh. So by a Bishul, so could be, Rebbe holds like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, and the Bishul Darabonon, so it's a Bishul Darabonon is Mutter, Shaloi Kederet. Al Koponim, that was the plan of Rav Yitzchok Bar Avdimi to warm up the shemen, that Rebbe should be able to shmir himself before the rechitzah. But Amali, Rebbe saw what he wanted to do. The kashil nichloi pashal shemen babati. He wanted to put it into the ambati, and the ambati was a klirishin. But Amali, so Rebbe told me to be klisheni. Don't put it into the ambati. Take another keli and shep out the water from the ambati. So now this will be a klisheni. The tank, and then you could warm up the pach in a klisheni. So the Gemara says, Shmami no, from that what Rebbe told Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, so I can learn plus, I can learn three halachos. Shmami no, shemen yesh boi mishum bishul, that it is, we heard before of Agamsa Shailandos, of Sapas Bishul by Yatzai Ledes, a three-way machloikis, shemen yesh boi mishum bishul, so therefore he asked to put it into a klirish. Ushmami no klisheni einai mevashu. And the klisheni is not mevashu. Ushmami no hefsheiroi zeu bishuva. The third shmami no is that hefshe warming it is also called bishuva. We'll come back to these three shmami no's. I would like to just learn the Gemara a little further. Get the hekif of the sugya. So the Gemara asks, Heche Ovitoch. How was Rebbe permitted to tell him what he told him? For Omar Rabbi Bar Bachona, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, B'chol Mokei Mutter Laharer, a person is permitted to be Maharer and Divrei Teire, Chutz Mi Beis HaMelchit, Su Beis HaKiseh. So Mela, how was he permitted to tell him this? The Gemara mentions that he's a hero. Maybe he told him not in Loshen HaKadosh, in Loshen Chayil. Omar Abaye said Dvorim Shel Chayil Mutalayim Rom Loshen HaKadosh. In a Beis HaMelchitz, one is permitted to speak Loshen HaKadosh if it's Dvorim Shel Chayil. If the topic is Dvorim Shel Chayil, even though he's speaking Loshen HaKadosh, it doesn't matter. But Shel HaKadosh, but to speak Dvarim Shel Kedusha Divrei Teire Asa Laim Ram Beloshen Chayil. Teire in any language is Teire. In the Venisa Vahoya Machnecha Kodesh. So the Gemara answers Afrushi Mi Yisure Shan. Afrushi Mi Yisure, if one sees that someone wants to do an Issa, so by telling him, I'm being mafrish him from doing an issa, then that is permitted. Hey, that, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Maise b'talmidai shel Rameya. Another Maise, this happened before. B'dayri shel Rameya. Shenichnas achrov lebeis hamelchit, ubikesh lahadiyach kalkin. In order to understand what happened over here, the Meiri explains the Maise very well. The Meiri says as follows. The minig was that when a ish mechubed came into the melchitz, we have to understand that this was a melchitz without filters, and the water wasn't changed too often, and now an ish mechubed comes into the melchitz. So they did something for an ish mechubed. So they did as follows. Number one, hoyu poikikin siloin shahamayim nichnosim bo lambati. Let's say there was a pipe that the chametz veriya was entering the ambati, so they stopped up this pipe. So memela, new water didn't come in. Upoischin nekev shebitzad ha'acha. There was a hole that you could let out, a drain that you could let out the water. Sheyelchu oison hamayim, and they emptied the ambati. No more water. Umenakim es hakarke mivnei hazuama. So we can imagine how the karkois hamelchitz look. Umedichin oison, they used to wash it out. V'sochin oiso, they used to shmir it b'mayim shal asabim yeduim, liyos reyach hamayim noidef aleim v'reyach hazuim abot. They used to, after they washed the floor of the melchets, they used to go and they used to be soch the floor with a perfumed water, and that al kaponim took out the bad reyach of the melchets and gave a good reyach. This was the mice over here. Rameya was going into the Beis HaMelchitz, so the Talmud went after, he can't let Rameya go into such a Melchitz. He wanted to wash the floor of the Beis HaMelchitz. You're not allowed to. In the Melchitz he told him this. He wanted to shmir it, so he won't wash it off with smir. Alme aflushi meisule shani. So he told him a klora loch aflushi meisule. Ochenami laflushi meisule shani. So here also the same thing. Rabbi told him to take an akli shani. This is also aflushi meisule. Before we go into the technicalities of the Gemara, I'd like to tell over a chakire from the Emek Broch. We have here a yisoid in the Gemara. And even though there's an Israel the Reise, Vahoya Machnecha Kadosh, that one is not permitted to say Divrei Torah, B'mokim Atinoifitz, B'beis HaMelchit, B'beis HaKisei, but Afrushi Meisure is permitted. So he claims a Chakire, what is the lomdes of Afrushi Meisure? He says he can say two oifan. One oifen you could say that it doesn't have a halacha of divrei Torah. Halachas which are said to prevent someone from doing an avera, that doesn't fall into the category of divrei Torah. Efshar zaykem is on. Or you could say that no, that it's called divrei Torah. If he's saying it for this purpose, the kavon is not mishana the tzuras hadvarim, it's divrei Torah. And Divrei Torah is also b'mokim atenoyves min haTorah. But al kaponim chazal nu laflushi meisure, one is permitted to say Divrei Torah, to be matzul yener. From an issa, one is permitted to say Divrei Torah. That is chakire. Ulein afkemine, the afkemine will be, if I see someone's doing something, and I don't know if he wants to do an issa, if he doesn't want to do an issa. Am I permitted to tell him you're not allowed to do it? So he says like this. If you learn the first way that it doesn't have a din of divrei Torah and a mire of aflushi meisure, if the kavone is laflushi meisure, it doesn't have a shame divrei Torah, so if I'm a subik, well, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm telling him you're not allowed to do it. If he intended to do it, if he didn't intend to do it, it was geit mira, but my kavone is laflushi meisure, so that doesn't have a shame divrei Torah. But if you'll say that there's a heter of this, there's a deraisa over here, but there's a heter of oye machnecha kodesh kidei lafushi misu, who says Yana wants to do an issa? So it's a suffix if I have a heter to tell him. So I wouldn't be allowed to tell him. That's his shayla. So he brings a raya to the etzim shayla, from a modern Avram that brings down a Sefer Chassidim. The modern Avram brings from the Sefer Chassidim that what is the din if a person finds himself Bebeis HaMelchitz or Bebeis HaKisei and Tokva Yitzroi and he's Mechashiv Machshavis Asuritz. What should he do? So the Sefer Chassidim says, so he should think in Divrei Torah. Let him start chazering Baba Metzia Balpe. Let him start chazering Mishnayis Balpe. In the Beis HaMelchitz. So the Sefer Chassidim says, what's the Mekah? Hafrushi Meisure, you're permitted to learn Divrei Torah. Zetman doch klar, that the Sefer Chassidim learned Pshat, that there you can't, there there's no Shaila, there he's learning Baba Metzia, he's learning Mishnayis Balpe. There's Tichet Divrei Torah. No, pshat is, kach nimser l'chazal, that kidei laflushi miyisure, we are matter the yisr of ahoyo machnecha kodesh. So if that is pshat, l'aloch will come out if I have a sofik, if Yena wants to do an yisr, I won't be permitted to tell them divrei Torah. To tell them taka, because then a suffix, the arise. That is the sugya. Now let us see Rashi, and we'll come back to the sugya more bariches of the Indian of Afrushi Misura. But let us learn the vile Rashi. Tul min ha-mayim. So Rebbe told him, take from the mayim, the chametveria, b'klisheini, sheyitstaninu miyat, that it should get a little cool. The klisheini einay mevashu. V'achar kach tein ha-pach l'soich oisoi klisheini. Then put the pach in this klisheini. Ha-ha-cham pati, sha-cham-im nim-shochin lo min ha-ma-ayim, choshiv lo ki-kli-rish. Tam pati was considered a kli-rish, she-nir-tachul-boy. It's considered like a kli-rishin, that something was boiled in the kli-rishin. And there the halach is, ha-fa-pi-she-vi-ro-im-i-al-ho, even though this kli-rishin was taken off the fire, me-vashol, k'dis-na-l-i-kam-ot. Ha'il v'svak dei roshem ha'aviron v'rusochim lo yitin l'soichon tavlin. So the Ambati has a din of a klirishin. So he told them to put it in a klishen. Now, before we go further, let us see Taisvis, what the lumdus of a klishen is. Taisvis says, Ushma mino klisheni einu mevash. So Taisvis asks Tema, Maishma klisheini me klirishin. What's the magic of a klisheini? The yatsoi leves, if it's yatsoi leves, afilu klisheini nami. So klisheini, if yatsoi leves is mevashu, so klisheini should also be mevashu. The ain yatsoi leves, afilu klirishin nami, ain't mevashu. So memele, so what's the union of a klisheini? The yeshloina. Since the klirishin was al ha'esh, daif noiso kamen. So the daif and akeli also became hot. Umachzik chuma is man meruba. So the heat in the daif and remains, because that alone. Because the doifen is hot. Umarzik chume either means the chaim in the doifen, or the chaim of the tamshil that's in the klirishe. Ulekach nosnoi boishir the chosman sheyatzei ledes boyosa. So there, since the doifen ha keli is also hot, so there's a halacha that chosman sheyatzei ledes is mevashim. Avo klisheini, avo gav the yatsei ledes boy, even though it is yatsei ledes boy muta. She'ein doif nois of chamin. The doifin is not hot. V'hoylech umiskade. So, it is when the water finds himself in the klisheini, so the water is getting cool by itself. So a water that is hoylech umiskare is not bekoya, even though in temperature it is still a kli, in temperature still yatzei ledes boy, but since it is hoylech umiskare, it is not bekoyach levash. Masha'en kein, if the heat is not hoylech umiskare, because the daifa makeli is mazik chumai, so then it is bekoyach levash. Exactly how Taisus understood why an Ambati is a klirishin, I don't understand. Because the Ambati there, the Daifnei or Ambati L'chayre were not hot. In the water from the Chamei Tverye entered the Breche, but L'chayre, why don't you have there the lomdus of a, why don't you have there the lomdus of a klisheini? Unless, since it was mechuber to the Chamei Tverye, and the Chamei Tverye Zichet, there was a source of heat there, so there, even though the Doifin was not hot, it also was Machzik Chaymer. Look upon him, L'chayre Taisu should have been Mevarer, this Nekude. Rashi, when Rashi speaks about a klisheini, the Lashon of Rashi is very unclear. Rashi says, B'klisheini, שיצטננו מיד. לקלישני איני מבשל. So, לחיירה, Rashi is giving the reason why is a klisheni mutter? The klisheni ainei mevashel. So why is Rashi magdim sheyitztanenu miyat? If that is the lomdus of a klisheni, so Rashi l'chayre should have said as follows. The klisheni ainei mevashel shemitztanei miyat. L'chayre, the seder of Rashi is very unclear. Unless Rashi is telling us a meira de kechidish. Rashi is telling us the maila of a klisheni is only when it stays a little in the klisheni. She yitzdanenu ma'at, then it is a din of a klisheni deine mevashel. But let's say the first few seconds that it is in the klisheni could be, didn't have a time to be mitzdanen, could be doesn't have a din of a klisheni. It's unclear what Rashi wants to be magdim, she yitzdanenu ma'at. Ushmamino, let us go further in Rashi. So the Gemara says, Shmamino hev sheiroi, b'mokim haroi lebishul, zehu bishul. Hev sheiroi b'mokim haroi lebishul, zehu bishul, no lahav sheba'almu dekaboi v'osala. That's what Rashi is madgish, hev sheiroi b'mokim haroi lebishul, is the Ritve, the Yadov would say that Rashi wants to perenfer Akasha, which we had mentioned last week from the Rashbe, that the Rashba asks on Rashi, if I say Hev Sheiroi Zeu Bishuloi, so that means that this is from the Dvorim Akalim Lehisbashul, so what is the mile of a Klisheni? Dvorim Akalim Lehisbashul are Nisbashul of the Meiri of a Klisheni. That is the Rashba's Kasha on Rashi. So Rashi seems to preempt this. Rashi says, Hev Sheiroi B'mokai Haroi Lebishul. That means not every hefsher has a teres bishul. If you'll warm it in a mokim that is bekoyach levashul, that hefsher has a teres bishul. Zeu bishul. But if you'll warm it in a klisheni, and a klisheni is not bekoyach levashul, so the hefsher that will come out from a klisheni does not have a teres bishul. Zeu bishul do lahavshe ba'almu dekaboi viosole. The heicha of it hochi. So now the Gemara asks a different kasha. How was Rebbe permitted to do this? La heirai seira, shehu devar teire bebeis hamelch. How is he permitted to paskin hashayla bebeis hamelch? Now, it seems there's a three-way machloikis harishonim pshat in the Gemara. L'chayre, there's a meridike problem in the Gemara. The Gemara asks, how was Rebbe permitted to tell him? So the Gemara says, Afrushi me'isur rishan. There's a heter of Afrushi me'isur. So l'chayre, if Rebbe would have told him, don't put it into the ambati, that's Afrushi me'isur. Rebbe told him, Ashlik Teiru, what to do. Rebbe told him, put in the klisheini and the... that's not a frushi me isure. Telling to put in the klisheni, that's a shtik teure gizok. If you want to be a frushi me isure, tell him, don't put it in. Like Rameya told him. Rameya told him, ain't madichin, ain't zochin. That was a frushi me isure. So he should have told him, ain't nice in the klirishin. Rebbe told him a shtik teure over here. That to put in the klisheni. The Ran says Pshat na Gemore, so the Ran says as follows. Afushi me isure shori, daikinen hochi, midiloi hinichoi shianichenu bamba. It is permitted to be mafrish misurei, because he did not let him put it in the ambati. Dumye dahach uvde, the Talmid shel Rav Meir. That when he explains afrushi meisure, dumye dahach uvde, the Talmid shel Rav Meir. But he told him, ein sochen, ein madichen. Then the Ram tells us another shtik teire. Va'ashmiinam su, and there's another limud we can have from our Gemara. Maho, da'afilu b'loyaflu shimi yisure, shori le'meimelei b'beis ha'melchitz, ovid li'hochi v'hochi. Afal gav de b'meila havi heba. So l'chayre, from the Lashon HaRan, both episodes given, that we're missing part of the conversation. It would seem from the Ran that first he told them, don't put it into the Ambati. If they would have always given it from the Ran. That's the first tickle. That's a Flushi Meisure. And then the Ran tells us, another shtick Torah. If I tell him, hey, could you please warm it up in the Keli? So I'm not telling them Alochit. Even though this Hanhoge is derived from Alochit, I'm not telling him this is permitted, this is not permitted. I'm telling him what to do. So the Ran says, that doesn't have to the heter of a frushim misura. I feel not a frushim misura. Mehoshami, we learn two halachas from our Gemara. A zebul tepes ois gewissen from the Ran. And the Chidushi Haran, which is, I think, miyuchas to the Muki Yose, also would seem like that. Ola el nami, havalei le meima, Ein ritzayni shetanich, the Chidushi Haran asks a kasha. The Gemara says, Afrushi meisur shani araye from Rameya. So the Chidushi Haran asks a kasha, what should be, he should do an aveira? We didn't understand what, was that just another eitze? So the Chidushi Haran says, there's not another eitze. He should have told them, I don't want you to do it. This Talmud came in, Rapsudim Haloch is though. This Talmud came in, he wanted to be soch the Karkoi Samelchit. He should have told him, I don't want you to do it. You want to ask me why? Come outside, I'll tell you. But I'm telling you now, don't do it. He's after that, he's looking, Ein Madichin is Haloch is. Metonish Madiach, I metonit soch. So the Ran says, Uvela El Nami, Havalei Lameima, Ein Ritzoini Shetanichenu Bambati. He didn't have to tell him, I said he told him something else. He could tell, I don't want you to put it there. Elishaminin, the Laflushi, Meisure, Shorilei Lameima, Beloshen Heiro, Ki Yulche. Ki Heiche, the Loiligal, Beisure, Klau, Liz Dahuri. That means if you don't tell him, Rochel, Bitrak, Tana, you don't want, no, Echim Abata. But, so that's why there's a heter of Aflushi, Meisure. So it seems also from the Chidushi Ran, he told them Taka Alosh and Hayro. He told them Ein Menichin. And then he told them something else also. And the something else is Bechlal no Shaykhis with something else. Bechlal has no Shaykhis with the Din of Afrushi Mesure. Because this is, Stamasa is telling him to do something for him. That's one Mahalach in Rishon. The Rashba says, when the Rashba says Pshat Na Gemara, the Rashba says as follows. V'chein nami shori lemeimelei ovid lihochi, I'm permitted to say, put in a klisheini, afal gav de memeila hava hiro, kehid amrinin leel, tu kloima de bekli rishain osa. The Rashba seems to say Pshat in the Gemara, and the Rach also says this pshat. The Rach says, "Va'omalei tu v'kli sheini klima zehu muta v'zehu osa." That means I told him zehu osa by saying tu v'kli sheini. So I'm permitted to tell him zehu osa. So I told him zehu osa to tu v'kli sheini. So the hiro was the tu v'kli sheini. As able to have his eyes given. From the Rashba and the Rabbeinu Chanan. Now the Ritva says a third pshat in our Gemara. The Ritva says the Gemara asked, "Heichi ovid sha'omalei tu b'kli sheini." The Gemara's kasha was, "How could you tell him tu b'kli sheini? Sheyesh boi mashmois loshin heiro shemuter lahavshir b'kli sheini." He says, he tells the chtake, how you ought to tell him to be klisheini. There's a mashmois that it is permissible. What's the kash? It's only a mashmois. The kivin the osa lahara, since hirer is osa, אפילו כי יצא בזה יש לסר, ואף על פי שלא יונה בלושן הירום. The Ritva says them, the third pshat the Gemara. He told them not to put it in the Klishini, like the Ran and the Rashba seems to say. Tul b'klisheini is, he told them, be'etzim, tul b'klisheini. And be'etzim, the dibur is not a dibur of Eiro. No, the Isser is al-tziru. That means even though it's not a dibur of Eiro, but in order to tell them what to do, it had a person, Rabbeinu HaKadosh's mind, this lomdus that klisheini is a mevashel tul b'klisheini. So there was hero. So therefore, it's very meduyik. The Maram seems to learn like that pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara over here asks the kasha, the chomokim mutar lahare chutz mi beis hamelchitz. The Gemara asks from hero over here. The Gemara did not ask from dibur. The Gemara asks from hero. And the Maram tak explains, that's why the Gemara brings later araya from Rameir. Rameir is a greater chidish. Rameir is tak a dibur. He told them ein medichem, ein mesichem. Over here, telling him to be klisheini in Yisod is not a dibur of Hiro, but it involved Hiro. The Gemara is the kasha. It's also lahara bebeis hamelchitz bebeis hakise. Now Rashi says. Now let's come to Rashi. The heicha ovitochi lahoyrois hayro. So for Rashi, it would seem not like the Ritva. There was taka hayro over here. So the Rashi is like either the Rashba, like the Ran. Shudvar Teire beveis hamelchitz. Lahara bedivrei Teire, dvorim shal kodesh. Hosa laomram bemokim atinoitis, afilu beloshen chol. Ein medichin, dilma osi lashvuyei gumis. Maybe might come lashvuyei gumis. Let us see Teis. Chitayim beloshen chol koma leitol de beloshen chol. So how can Loshen Chayil help? Name it ain osa lahare ela b'loshen kodesh. A person thinks also in Lashonis. So the whole Isser is davke b'loshen kodesh, but who here are b'loshen chayil? So the Gemara says no, in Divrei Teira there's no such thing. So the Gemara writes, Ona Ravine, Shma Mino, Hamevashel, Bechamei Tverye, Beshabbos Chayim. From our Gemara, we can derive Hamevashel, Bechamei Tverye, Beshabbos Chayim. Why? Maiseh de Rebbe, La'achar Gzeira. The Maiseh of Rebbe was after the Gzeira, that they asked Zeir. V'om alei tul b'klisheini v'tein. So weiss doch euch, that to put into the Ambati is also. So we see that I was Hamitverje. It couldn't be something less than Hamitverje, because they asked the Chitz of Hamen, this man Rebbe. So here to be Hamitverje. Only Chitz's mutter is the Chitz of Hamitverje. And as you see that Amavash of Hamitverje is Chai. Like the Gemara Eini, Va'omar Reb Chizda Amavash of Hamitverje B'Shabbos Potter. So you potter the Bechamei Tverye. So the Gemara says, "My chayiv nami dekoma makis maris." Doesn't mean take chayiv chatos, chayiv makis maris. So Rashi, the ma'ase the Rebbe acher zayrave shegozu al azay, bal kochin Bechamei Tverye the Havi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Omer Lali may Rabbi have it. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi would explain the Hishtalshalis of the Gzeiris, that they also, the Chamim Shuhuchmu may Esmer, and Zeye, we may Rabbi have it. Alme may Rabbi kvan Gzeiris. The Kamalai tu, the Klisheni, Abel Rishin loy. Alme yesh ben Mishum Bishul. So we see that there's a din Bishul, the Klisheni. Mardis Ridu. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Oma Rab Zeire, Anoche Zise le Rav Abo, Dishot Bambati. I saw Rav Abo, he was swimming Bambati. Velo Yodano, I don't know, I Oka, I Loi Oka. But one thing I don't know, he was swimming, but I don't know if he lifted his feet. Sagt Rashi, Dishot Bambati Vishabit. ולא ידענה איוקה רגלוב מן הארץ, וכסובה כסנן אין שוטין אופני המים במשילם פרס בנער גודל סנן. I don't know if he holds that the whole Isser of swimming is only בנער גודל. Dikel and Mitzer Shemo Yase Chavi Shel Shaitan. There was a Gzeire, he might make something to help him float. Kedemrinen Ose. Havo Bambati Loi. He Loi Oka Raglo. Maybe he was just moving his hands, but his feet were still on the ground. So Memele, so I don't know, from the Maise that I saw, I don't know if he was Take really swimming or not fully swimming. Reg de gemore pschiete de loyokal. De sanje loyishe todam bebrecham alaye mayim apilu bay meimedes bechotzer. Sicher. The iser is not tafke by a nar godel. We learned that one is not permitted to swim in a pool. Va apilu bay meimedes bechotzer. So Rashi says, La Yisha Itafal Gav Deleke Lemigza Osar, it's also Osar. So you see that there's an Isar of swimming, even though there's no Gzeire of Shem Yasech Havishol Shaitan. Va'afilu another Chidosh. That's a break. Va'afilu Aymedes Bechotzer Deleke Lemigza Shem Yatiz Mayim Beraglov Chutz Le'al Bahamoy. Even it's standing in a chotzer, there's no gzeirish, and meyatis, mayim, beraglov, chutz la'amet, la'avamis. Now what is Rashi saying over here? So the Mishnah Berurah says pshat in this Rashi, brings down this Rashi. The Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Ba'afilu oimedes b'chotzer. So he says as follows. The ilu oimedes b'rshus harabim. If this breicha would be oimed b'rshus harabim. Lava chiyosa, shemo yatis mayim veraglo, chutz ledaladamis. Maybe it'll be matis mayim, chutz ledaladamis. So then there's a poshet iser, there's a iser of mavir daladamis v'shusarab. Now, dasach mir, this is a moire de keraye, l'rashi l'shitosa. There's a bakanta rashi, in the beginning of Lulav Arove, the Rashi in Sukkah Dachman Gimel Amad Aleph says as follows. The Gemara says in Sukkah, why did they ask her to take a Lulav in Shabbat? Zeire Shema Yavirenu Dalad Amis B'Shus Arabim, so Memele, that's where they were going. So Rashi asks Akasha, why does the Gemara mention the Isser of Havor? Why doesn't the Gemara mention the Isser of Aitzot? He'll take the lulav out of his house and he's taking it into the Rishus Haram. I said, Yavirenu Dal Damas Rishus Haram. So Rashi says, because who says the lulav is in the Rishus HaYochid? Maybe the lulav is in a Kalmelis. So Memele, so there won't be an Isser of Eitzo. Afal Pikin, there'll be Isser of Mavir Dal Damas Rishus Haram. So we see Rashi is a Meiridike Mechudish Dike Rashi, which Taisvis Dachsamir Avanol disagrees with Rashi. Dachoinim say the Meiri disagrees with Rashi. That the Issa of Mavil Dalet Amis Vishus Arabim applies. Even though there was an Akire from a Kamalist, Abi, if he made a Hanoche in the Rishus Arabim, Yechayim on Mavil Dalet Amis Vishus Arabim. You do not need an Akire Birshus Meirishus Chiyu. Afilu you were Oike from a Kamalist. You mavil dalvamis b'shus haram, you're also chayim. That's a moiridike mechudishdike Rashi, which everyone seems to disagree with Rashi. But our Rashi seems to say that Rashi l'shitase is moiridike. Rashi, according to Rashi, we have a gemara. That was the chiddush. V'afilu aymedes b'chotze, la'afuki war, that the breich is b'shus haram. The breich will be b'shus haram, will be the Issa. Maybe it will be matis from the breich to Daladamas Rishus Harab. No, the Breich is a Kamalist. The Breich is not a Rishus Harab. So what will be ready if he's Matis? So forget, Rashi Lishitosi, Rashi holds is an Isser Deraisa of Mavir. The Meiri, on our Gemara, he also explains what the Chiddush is. The Meiri says, Afal Pi Shehi Bechotzer, He doesn't speak about Malechus Mavir. Mavir Mistamiel Bechlal wouldn't be. See, he only mentions the Isser of Atozes Mayim Mirshus Lirshus. I think he means to take from a Kamla to Rishus Arab. But if everything was in a Chotzer and Rishus Ayochid, there's Bechlal no Isser. There's Bechlal no Isser. But Al Kaponim, it's very meduyik that the Meiri had to speak about this Issa. So the Kitzer, so the Gemara is asking on Rab Zeira, what's your suffix? You think that can now go? It says, Klo, la yishoit ogom bebrecham ala yomayim. So you see, Klo, the Zeira of swimming is a fellow in a small mokai. So who are the Nembati? So the Gemara says, loikash. Ha, the less like you do the, ha, the is like you do the. Zot Rashi. The less like you do the, she ain't sposo gevoya, she yamayim amukim eitzel sposo kemoi beemza. If the sfas abreche is, does not have the same depth as the emza abreche, the kivin she ain't amukim shom, Kimoti samuch l'sfasa, when he gets towards the sfas habreche, noyetz raglov bekalke. So then his feet, or he sticks his feet into the kalke of the breche, like a swimming pool. Let us say with the same the depth, was one consistent depth, side by the side and side in the middle. So in order for him to get out, he'll have to brace himself with his hands to get out. So there's no problem. But if the water becomes shallow, so when he'll be climbing out of the breche, we're not speaking about cement walls, we're speaking about dirt walls, so through the process of getting out of this breche, his feet will dig into the earth, umamche ha'ofol l'soich ha'mayin, and he's bringing more dirt into the water. V'domi l'megabel. And it's similar to megabel. So bekitzel, so what is the Gemara's parents? The Gemara's parents is that Abzeira had a legitimate suffix. Abzeira had a legitimate suffix by an ambati if there's an issa to swim. I relearn that's speaking about the less like you do the, it's a different type of an Isser in Gans. That's one shot in Rashi. Nambati is different. The linire, the is like you do the shori, the loidomi lenar, ela lekli, that paker, that if there is a wall there, some emele, there's a wall surrounding the pool, some emele, so that's not similar to a nar, so they were not geyser, shema yasa chavi shel shaita. The less like you do the, if there's no wall surrounding it, domi lenar vos. Zog the Gemara weiter. Va'omar Rav Zeira, anoch ezisei l'Rav Abo, sheniach yodoi keneged ponov shel mat. He noticed Rab Zeire put it, let us see what Rashi said, Sheniach Yodo, Shahoya Reichets, Mishum Tznius. So his hand covered Keneged Ponov Shalmato, Velo Yodano, Nahera Sofik, Inoga Iloinoga. If Vishas, he was Mechasa, the Elve, if he was Negeo, he wasn't Negeo. He had a Sofik, that he was unable to watch. Frek the Gemara pshite de loy noga. What's the shaila? Yizicha was not negeya. The sign here, Rabbi Lezer Oimer, kol oiches ba'omo mashtin kilu meivi mabu loylom. So memeile the zicha, there's an issa. So just like there's an issa of ashtone, b'shas ashtone there's an issa liga, so b'shas kisui, there's also an issa. Let us see Rashi. Inoga ba'amo, kilu meivi mabu loylom, shemischame, ubo lidei keri. Vizekil kula ishadil ha'mabu. That's why it's equivalent to kilu meivi mabu loylom, because this was the mice of the der ha'mabu. Moitzim shichva zera levatola.
The seed ki hishchis kol bosa.
So memela, so what's your sofik? It's zicha osa. So he zicha didn't do it. Omar Abaye, so Abaye said, osu ki bulshis. No. The din of negiye has the similar halachas of bulshis. What is bulshis? This nam, bulshis she nichnes oleir. What is bulshis? Osu laho deravabo bulshis. It has the same halach of bulshis. What is this? Chayolais, guys, these are soldiers, these are groups of soldiers. Habo le'ir, al shem shemechapsin u'bolshin as'ir. They're searching the city, kohilei bolshes. So these are searches, they're looking for loot. So the halach is as follows. V'shash sholoim, what's a tight sholoim? So Rashi says, Kigoin shuhu shaloisa malchus. That these chayolis al kaponim is not from a different nation, it's the same nation. They're ganovim. So the mele, since they're the same nation, and Mefrat, they're going into the Yiddish section, so they have nothing but to worry about. Is b'shah shaloim. So the loch is chavyeis psuchais hasuras. So all chavyeis which are open, we'll find them open later. It's also, L'chayish, maybe they were menasech the yayin. Stumois, mutar. If it's sosum, it's mutar. Because if they were pesach them, why should they be soisin them? What are they afraid of? So it's stumois, so that's a simon that they never touched. That's b'shah sholim. B'shah smulchome, if these bullshits, the b'shah, the chippus, there's a fear. The Malchus might come and chase them. Eilu ve'eilu mutoreis. L'pishem p'nai l'naseh. That means, when one is under pressure, when one is a matzav of fear, then one does not think about, ain't p'nai l'naseh. There's no p'nai l'naseh. You don't have to be chayish for nisach. Almek, even the be'isi, lo'y menaschi. Ochinamik, even the boys, so here, there was also a fear. So therefore, there's no shash of hill. Now, what is the fear over here? So Rashi doesn't say bechlal what the fear was. It seems that the fear was the biyesuso de nah. Well, let us go a little further. The Bein Chananel says that. Avol heiche de mivis, ki goyim ravabo, da ve mivis me'aliyas hana, ein lei p'nai lehis chamein, k'mo ishe ein p'nai lebushes lenasech. Hilcha chafilu noga aloi chashin alei. So Rashi, so the Bein Chananel says the fear was going up from the Na. That was the fear. So L'chayre, the Maisa was when he was going up Me'aliyas HaNa. We'll see soon. Let us see a little further. That's how the Bein Chananel learns. We'll see for the Gemara. The Gemara says further as follows. Eini there's a fear of the Nav. Eini v'omar avav v'omar avun omar av kol haminich yodov keneget ponov shel mata kilukayfa bebrisei shel Avraham Avinu. One is not permitted to be mechaset the omen. It seems he's mizbayish of the bris of Avraham Avinu, so there's an issa. So the Gemara says, Loi kasha, hoki nochis, hoki solik. It matters if he's going down or if he's coming up. So Rashi says, ki nochis, ki lukoife, the nirish shehu boish bedova. There's an isra, fakel, there's nothing to be ashamed of. So the Gemara says, it matters. Ki nochis lina, ponov klape na, vein kan mishum tznius. So then there's an issa. Ki solik ponov klapayom
mutter mishum tzlis.
When then it is mutter. So it comes out that he was coming up from the nav. And there's a fear that the mavis may alias anav. Rakel, then there's a fear. So then there's no chashash afilu noga. So it would seem that the maise anoch azisi l'ravavo shaniach yodov keneged ponov shal mata v'lo yodane. So the Gemara means to say that l'chayre this maise was when he went up from the nah. That's the Gemara's parrot. So I don't know if it was noga tzeloi noga. And there was a b'yisus of the nah. Rashi brings down before she'iniach yodov k'shehoya roichet. Rashi is very unclear. Rashi says that anocha shodov k'shehoya roichet, not b'shas aliyose minana. Shoya roichet mishum tznius. Chayre Rashi is very unclear. L'chayre then b'shas rechitz, I don't know if there was a sakone. The fear is l'chayre by entering the nar, going out of the nar. L'chayre b'shas rechitz is also a sakone. It's very unclear what Rashi is saying. What is he toys with? Pshita the loy noga, the sanya rabbi lezer oime, Taktaisvis va'afal gav the rabbonon pligi alei. So Taktaisvis, what's the kasha? V'sholu b'peri kol hayad. They are matter to be oichis ha'omo umashtin. So Taktaisvis says, that's only hetalei shori ala mishum mamzeres. Shelo yeiroe kichrushov chaviyetziu laz albonov shei mamzeres. Only b'shas hashtone they were matter al shash mamzeres. But when there's no shash mamzeres, it's zicherosa. So here the kash is alibi de kul alma. The Gemara's teretz is that fakir b'shas b'yesusa. So that he didn't know if he held up this heter mistomer. L'chayre that's fair. What didn't he know? Lo yedani noga iloi noga. So the Gemara says pshita de loi noga. So the Gemara says no, this be Yisusa. But we'll see. He didn't know if that is correct. Abayot gezuk tereshnik teire. This is not a davar hamuskim in Mesechtas Nida. If there is a heter of be Yisusa, this is abayishnik teire that asu kibulshim. So this Rab Zeire did not know. Did he hold? Did Rav Abo hold of abayishnik teire? So therefore mishas aliyah min anar. It is mutter, or didn't he hold of Abayish Tiktoy? Ki ha de Rove Shochi. And Rove went into the Nar. Rove used to bend over. Rab Zeire Zokif. Now, the Svara of Rove, Rove Shochi. So, this is Tamazay Modna. Hilachayre, what is this speaking about? Seems both times, going in, walking out. Rove, Rav Zeire Zokif is going in, Lachayre. And Rove Shachi. So, others say, Hastis, that, Shachi he held, Bechlal, there's no issa of kilu koifer. He's not doing a maise. It's not nire like kilu koifer bevrishi shal Avraham Avinu. That's what the Rishash says. And number two, the Gram Horovitz wants to say that Rove did not hold this heter of Yesusa. So therefore Rove was shochi. Rabbonon. The way Rabashi ki konochsi zokvi. When they went into the Na, they were zoku, because there's no inyan of tzniyas. Ki kosolki shochi. Rab Zeire have ko mishtamitz, so l'chayr the ray is from the Rabbon on the way Rab, that there's a difference between walking down and walking up. Rab Zeire have ko mishtamitz mit the Rab Yehuda. Abzeira tried to avoid meeting up with Rabbi Yehuda. The boy, why? The boy was Mesik La'arad Yisrael. He wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. And the Omar Rabbi Yehuda held, Kol ha'olam yivovel Eretz Yisrael, oy v'beesem. Shenema bovelo yuvo, v'shoma yiyu. That they should remain in Bovel till the gula come, to go up from Bovel Eretz Yisrael, midaiti denam sheyizos. We'll see, Rashi held that this pasuk is speaking about the klishoris. It's not speaking about the goyim. Omar, Ezel ve'eshme minei milse. First, before he leaves, he wants to hear Epes Hashtik Teire from him. Ve'esi ve'esik, and then I'll go. Ozel ashkechei dekoi beban. He found that Rabbi Yehuda wasn't the Melchitz. Ve'komalei l'shamai, eviyu le'nesa, bring me soap, eviyu le'misri, bring me a comb. So that was in Lashon HaKodesh. Bischu pumaychu, open up your mouths, vafiku havlo, and you should inhale the hevel of the Beis HaMelchitz, and by inhaling that hevel, you'll be able to be mitzi the hevel from the guf. And vaashtu mimaya de beibani, and you should drink hot water from the Melchitz. Oma, Ilmoli bossi elolishmoya dovoze, baya. He heard gewaldike Sachen da. So the Gemara says, what chidushim did he hear? So the Gemara explains as follows. Bishloim eviyu neser, eviyu masreik, kamash malon, dvorim shelchel mutaloim rem veloshen ha-kodesh. That is permitted to say dvorim shelchel veloshen kodesh. Pischu pumaychu vafiku havlo nami kedishmu. He's telling us an Indian in Hilchus Brius. The Omar Shmuel havlo mapik havlo. That the hevel that he inhales helps him to exhale the hevel that's in the guf. Ela ashtu mayo de beibani maimal yusuf. But what is this Indian? The Sanya, the Gemara says, Ochal v'loishosa achilosa idam. The achila is worthless if there was no shtiyah b'shas achila. V'zeh achilas choyli ma'ayim. Ochal v'loiholach daladames. And then he went to sleep without walking daladames. Achilosa imakeves. There will not be an ikul, the food will not digest. It will rot without a digesting process. V'zeh utchilas reyecha. Hanitzrach l'nekova v'ochel. If a person is nitzrach l'nekova when he eats in this matzah, doime l'tano she'siku al gabi afloi. This is equivalent to a person heats up a tano and the old ashes were still in the tano. So it can't burn good if there is ashes there. V'zeh utchilas reyach zuam. Rochatz b'chamim v'lo ishosa mehem. It was roichet. The goof was nene from chamim. But it did not drink any chamim. Doima letano sheisiku mi bachutz v'lo isiku mi bifnim. The tachlis of a tano is that it should be heated from the inside also. He heated his body from the outside, but it wasn't heated from the inside, so that's not sufficient. Rochatz b'chamim v'lo nishtatech b'tzoinon. If after the chamim it did not take a cold shower, ta'im le'balzol shechnisu le'ul, le'chnisu le'tzoinon. You put an iron into an eish, and you didn't put into cold water afterwards. Rochatz v'lo yisoch, ta'im le'mayim al gabi chobis. That's just like a person wanted to wash out a chovis, and he just put water on the outside, he didn't put water in the chovis. The sikha enters the guf. Let us see Rashi. Kinochis lena ponov klapayanov en kamishum tzniyiz osu lechasoysa. Kisolik ponov klapayom muter mishum tzniyiz. Rabzei rezokif, the chayish of the rab, shlo yero ki kaifa. Mishtamit, ha yeroi li roi sloi, mishum da vagoi rabzei lo meisik laro di Yisrael. He wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda lay
svira lay. He holds it's also. The yomei penigzer olam milayla. That would be very difficult matter. Favela yuvo v'shama yu ad yoyim fogdi. Rabbi Zeira omaloch. Haikha b'chali sharis ksib. Kadamrina b'shnei daimik zeyas. Avili nesa locha pesroishi. V'kamalo b'loshan ha-kaydish. Pischu pulmaihu. V'yikonas evil beis ha-melchitz l'soich ha-guf. Yaitzi hevel shall say, and that will extract the hevel that's in the goof. Va'ashtu min mayim kamin, va'filu loy huchmu elu l'rechitza. The Chiddush Avav explains, the Chiddush is, that if it was huchm l'rechitza, so they didn't use clear water for rechitza. So it's kedai even to swallow water that was huchm l'rechitza, which is not clear, upon him to assure himself that after the melchitz he drank hot water. Mutar la'omrom bebeis ha-melchitz afilu b'loshon kodesh. Havla de melchitz hanichnas derech hapeh. Mapik havla de zeh. Le'holach baladamis kodem sheyoshon. Ma'keves eino misakeles la'asoy zevel. It does not become digested. Reyach ra, reyach hapeh, reyach zu amor kol gufay mezuhim b'zei yetom. Lisiku mi bifnim, she'enoi meitiv leklum. Lech nisu l'tzoynom, she'en mechaskin es ha-balzul. L'tzoynom is mechazin de balzul. L'mayim al gabi chobis, al shulo, u'tstodo, she'enim lichnosim l'soich. Let us see Teisvitz. Rochatz v'loi soch, v'loi gersinen me'ikoret. There was a girse, rochatz v'loi soch mi'ikore. And that would seem like we had Rashi before. We started off with Rashi. Rashi seemed to learn like that. Because Rashi says, lahavshir, bikashel niyach shom pach shema, lahavshir, lo soich heimenu koidem ha-rechitze. Rashi sheet is that you soch before the rechitze. And some of this was Rashi's gilsa. Rochatz v'loi soch, v'loi gersina mi'ikor. So b'kulei ashas l'chitza koidem sichin. To say this first l'chitza nefta sichin. K'dama per kama de kedushin. Rochatzu sochu. K'roksi, by Rus, v'rochatz v'sach. Mi'ikor ikolok me b'sicha shoysa miskashetis atzma l'reyach toi. That was a different sichin. L'chein l'hoysa socha betchila, so therefore, so it's not a raya from Rus, but Taisvus says that's the pashtus that the sicha was afterwards. The Rosh Yosef wants to say Taisvus stelt sich auf das, because Taisvus had gehalt the kasha that he had asked before on Rashi, that how could Stamazoi he be soch if he's going into a chamit ferye? The chamit veil will be mevashel the shemin. So therefore, Taisvitz held that the sicha is after the rechitza.